I want to invite you to turn in your Bibles, please, if you will, to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and if you're able, in honor of the reading of God's Word, would you stand with me, please? We're going to read verses 1 through 4. My target this morning, I'm taking just a few minutes, and my target this morning is just simple clarity in regard to how the Bible teaches that God's people are to give to missions. That's our theme, is missions. This is a missions conference service. And so how the Bible teaches God's people to give to missions. And I want to establish and use 1 Corinthians 15 just to establish three simple, basic, foundational truths in regard to the big picture of missions. And so in verse 1, 1 Corinthians 15, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel, which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scripture, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures." Father, I pray that You would bless this morning as we take a few minutes to deal with this subject of missions and how we are to be involved in giving to the accomplishment of what is most important to You. Bless me and help me to reach that target this morning of simple clarity in regard to faith promise mission. And we would thank You for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated if you will. Let's just establish three foundational truths. Number one, God does have a plan for man's redemption. It's called the gospel. That is God's plan for man's redemption. And then God has a plan for reaching a man with the gospel. He has this plan for reaching man with the gospel. That's called the Great Commission. He told His church to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. So we've established two things from the Scripture so far. God has a plan for man's redemption, that's the gospel. God has a plan for reaching man with the gospel, and that is called the Great Commission. And then God has a biblical plan for resourcing those that He has called. He has a plan for resourcing those that He has called. See, the Bible makes it pretty clear in Romans 10, verse 13, how shall they preach except they be sent? In other words, how are they going to hear unless someone tells them? How are they going to hear and believe unless someone goes to them and tells them? And so here's where South Knollwood Baptist Church comes in this morning. You are to be involved in resourcing those that God has called to go with the gospel message. That's the plan. In other words, He has a plan for redemption. The world needs to know about it. So He has a plan for the world knowing about it. That's called the Great Commission. But then He has a plan for resourcing those who will take the gospel to this world. And so my part this morning is to explain to you that resourcing plan. How does it work? How are God's people supposed to give towards resourcing God's plan of redemption as it goes to the world? And I want you to meet me in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, will you? Meet me in 2 Corinthians chapter 8. And let me just give you two thoughts this morning on how should we give to missions. How should we give to missions? And I would challenge you to consider these. They're as simple as I know how to, and I'm gifted at complicating simple things. It's a gift. I'm just telling you, I can complicate simple things. So bear with me as I try to cling to the clarity of the Scripture. And I have two thoughts. One, how should we give to missions? And in order for us to give to missions and resource God's plan, we should give to missions, number one, like we trust God. Give to missions like we trust God. Look what he says, and he lets us observe this church in chapter 8. He says, moreover, brethren, verse 1, we do you to wit of the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia. Now, when he talks about the grace of God, he's talking about the enabling of God, how God enabled this church to participate in this offering. How that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality. For to their power I bear record, yea, and beyond their power, they were willing of themselves, praying us with much entreaty that we would receive the gift and take upon us the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. And this they did, not as we hoped, but first gave their own selves to the Lord and unto us by the will of God. Now here is a church that has minimal resources, right? They're in, according to verse 2, they are in deep poverty. That means they didn't have surplus. That means they didn't have extra. That means they didn't have spare. That means they didn't have reserve. All they had was what they needed for themselves. So they had what they needed for themselves. But then verse 3 says, but they were willing of themselves. See, they were willing, they had hearts that were willing to give, but they had hands that only had what they needed for themselves. They looked around, they had a desire in their heart to give, but they said, we don't have any surplus. All we have is what we need for ourselves. So they were in deep poverty, but they were willing. And then verse 5, it says that they first gave their own selves to the Lord. Now, what does that mean? Okay, they didn't have any surplus to give, so they gave themselves. Does that mean you know, it's like the fellow taking up an offering for the orphanage, and dad said to mom, said, we've got two kids we can give, don't we? And that's not what they meant when they said taking up an offering for the orphanage. And when you say here, that's like, okay, we want to give, but we don't have anything except what we need for ourselves. But they were willing, and they first gave of their own selves. What does that mean? What it means is that they gave, they went ahead and gave to this offering what they needed for themselves, trusting God to care for them. That's exactly what it means when it says they were willing of that and they gave of their own selves. Look at verse 11. Verse 11, now therefore perform the doing of it, that as there was a readiness to will. He said, so there may be a performance also out of that which ye have. See, they were giving out of trust in the Lord to care for them. And I'm saying to you that missions giving, faith promise missions, faith giving is giving, trusting the Lord to care for you. It is giving that expresses or states or declares or makes known or reveals that you trust God. Let me ask you a question. If, and just envision this, here is the person that all good things come from, that's the Lord, and here is the person or the ministry or the cause that we're to give to. And if the Lord speaks to my heart and says, I want you to give to my cause in a way that trusts me, do I hold out my hand and say, well, if you put it there, I'll give it there. If you put it there, I'll give it there. You want me to give to this? Okay, put it there. And then I'll give it. Does that express trust in Him? Or is faith and trust in Him expressed, you want me to give it, but all I have is what I need for myself, but I trust you? And so I'll give it, and then I come back to you with my needs, and I've trusted you. I'm just saying to you, this is not rocket surgery, right? This is pretty simple. That if we give in a way that expresses trust in Him, when He lays upon our heart to give, we don't look around in heaven like saying, well, duh, come on. No, no. We give out of what He's already given us, and then we trust Him to care for us. That is faith giving. And that is the giving that He says in that portion of Scripture, I want you to grow in this grace also. He's talking about having confidence in God's enabling. And He says in verse 1, He said, I want to tell you about the grace of God upon the church in Macedonia. I want to tell you about the grace of God, the enabling of God upon this church, who all they had was what they needed for themselves, and they were willing in heart to the point that they went ahead and gave of themselves. And I'm just telling you, that is faith giving. You may sit down today, this afternoon, or have been considering this week and say to yourself, I don't know how we can be involved in missions. All we have is what we need for ourselves, but God's put something on your heart. I'm challenging you that the Bible teaches that we're to give in a way that expresses faith. And that simply means that we give to God of what He's already given us, and then we trust Him to care for our needs. And I'm just saying that is faith giving. And two things are proven. Two things are proven when you do that. Number one, willingness is proven. Willingness is proven because we would say to God, well, I'm willing. Have you ever had anybody, and maybe as a pastor you might have heard this, or as a missionary you might have heard this, or you might have felt this. I've felt this way in times past. I felt like when I would hear the missionary speak, I felt like, Lord, if you'd give me $1 million, I'd give it to him. And here's the thing. The only proof that God has that that is true is if you're already giving of what He's already given. No, don't try to come to God and convince Him that you would give $1 million if He's given it, if you're not giving out of what He's already given. I'm just saying to you, it proves willingness. And then it also proves trust. Proves trust. I'm giving, Lord, because You've laid it upon my heart, and I'm giving out of what I need for myself, trusting You to care for me. That is faith giving. But then there's another part of this faith giving that is very important. We're not only to give like we trust God, give what He puts on our heart out of what He's already given us, trusting Him to care for our needs. But number two, give like it's important to us. Give like it's important to us. Look at chapter 9 and verse 7. He says, every man, according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. He says, I want you to give purposefully. Now, what does that mean when it says purposefully? To purpose is to decide or to determine or to commit or to vow. And He says, I don't want you to just give out of convenience. I want it to be a matter of importance to you. I want it to be a matter that you're willing to determine that you're going to do it. Now, when you get down to this part where you start passing out cards and asking people to turn in cards and stuff, a few people will begin to say, no, I don't believe in making vows like that. I don't believe in making vows like that. I'm not going to vow. Really? Because I'd like to know how you got utilities turned on at your house. I know how you did it. You signed an agreement. You signed. I'd like to know how you purchased a house. Well, I know how you did it. You signed a mortgage. You signed. I'd like to know how you got anybody to marry you. See, I know how you did it. You stood before the preacher and before God and before her family and your family, and you said, I vow. I vow. See, the truth of the matter is, we don't mind vowing to the utility company. We don't mind vowing to the financial institution. And we don't mind vowing to in regard to a wedding or a marriage or a family. But we don't want to vow to God. I'm just saying, that's where all of our good things come from, is God. We're saved. We're in His family by His grace. He's been good to us. We ought not fear or be afraid or have any hesitation whatsoever to fill out a card. I was preaching a missions conference for a pastor, and he said, now my people won't use a card. He said, I wish they would. He said, can you say something to them to make them use a card? And I said, well, I can't make anybody do anything. I've been married long enough to know that. You can't make any, but I will say this, and this is what I told that church. And I've filled out a card since back in the mid-70s when my wife and I got involved in Faith Promise Missions. And I have no problems filling out a card. But here's what I told that church. I would fill out a card if for no other reason than it encouraged my pastor, I'd fill out a card. If for no other reason than it encouraged my pastor, For to have participation, I would fill out a card. But I'm saying to you, it is deeper and more important than that, because the Bible says that God wants us, let a man give as he purposeth. That's I'm promising, I'm committing, it is important to me. I'm willing to state what I'm going to do before God. It's that important to me. So when you consider what God wants, how God wants us to give to missions, He wants us to give to missions in a manner that shows we trust God to care for us as we do what He's put upon our heart. And then it shows that it is important to us to the point that we are be willing to commit. My wife and I, as I said, back in the 70s, sat down together and purposed in our heart that, look, we may starve to death, but we're going to get involved and give to missions. We're going to tithe and we're going to give to missions. And I think we started out probably giving $2 a week back in the 70s. And that was big doings back in that day for us at how we were living and such. But I'm telling you, it needs to be a matter of importance. And you know what God will do? If you will get started somewhere, and if you've never been involved in missions, I would just challenge you to get started. And what you're going to find out is that if you, in this missions conference, if you get started somewhere, and then for 12 months you perform that commitment, at the end of 12 months, you're going to look back and you're going to say, man, I remember when we started this, I was fearful. I was fearful that God could take care of our needs because we committed to something that we needed for ourselves. And He sustained us. You know what's going to happen after 12 months? You're going to say, I guess you can count on Him. And your faith is going to grow. Amen. You're going to look back down there and you're going to say, well, here we are again, another 12 months, and He just proved Himself faithful for 12 months down there. But here we are again, and all we have to give is what we need again. But, you know, He proved that He could take care of us at that level. Maybe He'll take care of us at this level, an increase. Well, so you do that for 12 months, and you faithfully give that, and the devil fights it, and the Lord proves Himself, and you look back and you say, well, I remember that first year, and God proved Himself faithful. I remember this year, God proved Himself faithful. And you know what's going to happen?
Amen.
Your faith is going to grow again. And you'll go with that. And I know somebody's going to be negative and somebody's going to say, oh, I've been doing that for 20 years. I've been giving that for 20 years. Make sure that you have given to missions 20 years and every year you've increased your faith, because what some people do is give to missions 1 year 20 times. They just do that same That same thing. And then they come back to missions again, and they just do that same year over and over and over and over and over that same year. And what they don't do is grow their trust in God. And they really haven't given to missions 20 years. They've given to missions 1 year 20 times. I'm just saying to you, God wills missions giving that will testify of our trust in Him and that will be purposed in our heart. And I would challenge you to take the card and before God, make it serious and important and purpose in your heart what you're going to do. And God has never had a casualty, not one. And you're not going to be the first one. And I would say to you, and I'll close with this, our commitment level to our giving is just as important as these missionaries' commitment level to their going. Missionaries will pick up their families and go into countries that they know sometimes very little about, not knowing what they're going to face there, and take their children, raise their families on the field, some of them in danger. And we are no less obligated in the realm of commitment. We're to be just as purposeful about our resourcing them as they are purposeful about getting God's redemption plan to the world. So we've got to take the challenge of giving to missions as seriously as they take the challenge and the call to go to the mission field. And if you'll do that, you can grow your faith and you can see the Lord work in your life year after year after year at greater levels every year.